Well, I grow lettuce, potatoes, squash, cucumbers, peas, butter beans, okra, onions, and by mistake, some sumac, and poison ivy, and poison oak. I got some on the edge. The other day I was walking out there about it's been 3 or 4 weeks ago, and some poison oak or poison ivy, whichever it was, and I got it on my feet, and didn't know it came in, and kind of scratched my face and hands and so forth, and boy, I knew it, I had to go to the doctor, I got it on my leg, got it all over me, but I wasn't supposed to be here, I wasn't supposed to be growing that in the garden, but I went out there and got on my ears, my nose, my face, and got on my legs and hand. When you take your hand, you get it all over your whole body. But anyway, I got my spray. I had it for about a week, and I got a spray gun. I went out and killed it, but I still got my garden, and I've got.
Radishes.
Have what?
Radishes.
Yeah, radishes. Yeah, we grow radishes. Cucumbers. And, yeah,
how long
I think.
You have it?
The poison ivy. About 2 weeks. It took me about 2 weeks. I had to go to the doctor. I had it all over my hand, feet, legs, ears, nose, all over me. Yes, it was a while. You better believe it a while. If you ever get it, you'll know it's a while too. You just don't get rid of that stuff in the daytime.
Tell me about your fishing.
Well, we go fishing over on the backwater on the Choctahatchee River sometime. Chattahoochee River is where the backwater is. We used to fish in the Choctahatchee a lot. That's where we fish, but you walked up and down it. But we fish for bass, brim. And
you take a boat?
We take a boat out and we troll and we fish with worms sometimes. That is, you pull a lure back of you maybe 30, 40, 50 feet, but troll real, real slow. And when you're doing that, though, you're fishing for bass. And when you fish with crickets or worms, you're fishing for brim or catfish primarily. A lot of fish over there, but that's at the backwater of the wall there for George Dam on the Chattahoochee River. And of course, there's a lot of local ponds in this area that we go out, but then when you get in those areas, you're around a lot of woods and so forth, where and you're bothered with mosquitoes and red bugs and all, but you can go to the backwater, and you don't have that problem, because you're getting way out in the water, like a half a mile out, and you just don't have that problem. Where you get the insect bites and so forth, and just the poison stuff is around your edge in wooded areas.
No waterfalls
in that area. Now, if you go on down a little bit farther, you can find a waterfall, but not in there. You can find more of your waterfalls away from here, up in here, like North Carolina, in the northern part of Georgia. You see a lot of waterfalls in that, but not much
birds?
In this. Probably shooting a thing you shouldn't be shooting at, like a red bird or blue bird, but jaybirds, a lot of jaybirds in this area, a lot of blackbirds, a lot of sparrows, and the crows, the woodpeckers, you see a lot of those, and woodpecker, you can see them just pecking away out there, and you see those all the time, and there's all kind of birds, brown thrashers and all. I don't think he's not supposed to shoot him, Mom. I don't think he's supposed to shoot him. But he'd shoot one anyway. But there's a lot of woodpeckers in this area.
How old was he?
About eight months. I would say so.
How long have you
had your garden? Well, I've had it 4 or 5 years. Susan, you know, your young sister and my daughter helped me hoeing it the other day. You know, I got her out there. Yes, I think she got tired of it there in the very small. We was out there, and before we started getting the rain, I decided to better irrigate a little, so we've done a lot of stuff. I've just